your cheat sheet. When you go to the test, things you need to remember. Stop, slow down, read every word. Look for words such as except, always, never, not, all. Don't spend more than 60 seconds on a question. Don't think, just know, pick it and go. You can mark questions for review to come back to, but only on questions that you don't have any idea of what they're asking. Don't second guess yourself. Sit back, relax, let the information flow. Elements of insurable risk. A loss must be due to chance. It must be measurable, predictable. It must not be catastrophic. And the insurance must not be mandatory. Adverse selection. Sicker people. More prone to loss. Express authority. What's written in the contract. Consideration. Something of value. It is the binding force in any contract. Aleatory. Unequal amounts are exchanged. Adhesion. Take it or leave it basis. There are no negotiations. Buyer's guide. Generic information about how to go about buying insurance. Disclosure statements. Help buyers make more informed and educated decisions about their choice of insurance. Disclosure authorization notice must be written in plain language, approved by the commissioner, states the insurer's practice regarding the collection of personal information. Policy summary summarizes specifics on a policy being issued. Inspection reports ordered from independent investigating firms. MIB, Medical Information Bureau, formed by insurance companies, made up of insurance companies to help prevent adverse selection. Paramedical exam gives present health conditions. Attending physician statement, that's the doctor records, gives past health. Waiver of premium. A rider that could be added to a policy if the insured becomes disabled, premiums can be waived on their policy. Pay or benefit works like the waiver of premium, but it's when there's third party ownership, so if the policy owner becomes disabled. Entire contract provision, application, policy, riders, and amendments, nothing outside of that can be included in the contract. Owner's rights. The owner has all of the rights in the policy, paying the premium, making changes, and naming a beneficiary. Beneficiary designations, primary, contingent, or tertiary, first, second, or third in line. Beneficiaries can be set up as revocable, where the owner can make changes at any time without the beneficiary's permission, or irrevocable, changes can only be made with the written permission of the beneficiary. Reinstatement provision. You can get a policy reinstated by paying any back premiums plus interest and proving insurability. Health policies will have a 10-day waiting period before an illness would be covered after reinstatement. Misstatement of age provision. The insurer will still pay a benefit out, but it will be adjusted down. Period of incontestability, it's 2 years for life insurance. After 2 years, they cannot deny a claim because of statements in the application. Time limit on certain defenses, this is your incontestability clause for health insurance. It's 2 years for most statements. However, fraudulent misstatements, as long as a policy is enforced, they could deny a claim because of fraudulent misstatements. Insuring clause, the heart of the insurance policy, states who the parties to the contract are, the amount of premium, amount of coverage, and the insurers promising to pay benefits. Suicide, excluded during the first 2 years a policy is in force, would not pay a death benefit during that time. However, it would return any premiums to a beneficiary. After a policy has been in force for 2 years, a full death benefit could get paid. Guaranteed insurability rider, if you want to add more coverage at future dates without proof of insurability. Accelerated death benefits gives the insured access to a portion of the death benefit if they are terminally ill and death is expected within 2 years. Accelerated benefits are tax-free to the insured. Term rider, to add more coverage to a permanent policy at a lesser cost for a period of time. Impairment rider would take away coverage. It would exclude certain pre-existing conditions. Certificate of authority issued to insurance companies means they are authorized or admitted to do business. Certificates of insurance are issued to group participants. Twisting, trying to convince someone to buy a policy that isn't in their best interest. Consumer reports, written or oral information about a consumer's credit, character, reputation, and habits. Investigative consumer reports, same as consumer reports, but they actually go out and interview friends, associates, and neighbors of the consumer. If an investigative consumer report is going to be done, the consumer must be notified within 3 days that the report is taking place. If the consumer wants more information about what's in the report, they have 5 days to get that to them. STOLI and IOLI. These policies violate the concept of insurable interest. Universal life has two components. The insurance component, which is always annually renewable term insurance, and the cash account. Guaranteed minimum interest rate. All permanent policies and all annuities have a guaranteed minimum interest rate that would get paid on them, except for variable. Medicaid, state and federal needs-based program. Producer is the agent. Principal is the insurer. Own occupation would be the more liberal of the two definitions in a disability policy. Any occupation, more restrictive of the two definitions in a disability policy. Partial disability benefit, usually 50% of the benefit after returning to work, but not full-time yet. Residual disability, a type of disability policy, it will help make up for a loss of earnings after a total disability. They need to know what were you making before and what you are making now to help make up for that loss of earnings. Warranty, absolutely true statement, constitutes fraud. Representations, answers believed to be true but not guaranteed to be true. Misrepresentations, the lies that would be told. Could be a small white lie that would not affect the underwriting or a big lie that would. Material misrepresentation, that's the big lie because it was material to the underwriting. Notice of claim, 20 days. Claim forms, 15 days. Proof of loss, 90 days. Participating insurance policies. Policies issued by mutual companies. Mutual companies are owned by their policyholders. If they have money left over, they give it back to the policyholders in the form of a dividend. That dividend is not taxable, but it's also not guaranteed. It's not taxable because it's considered a return of any premium they had put in from the year before. Non-participating policies are policies that are issued by stock insurance companies. Stock insurance companies are owned by stockholders. Any dividends that they might have would be given to the stockholders, and those dividends would be taxable. Guaranteed versus non-guaranteed. All permanent policies and all annuities except for variable have this in common, that they have a guaranteed minimum interest rate. At the end of the year, the insured will either get the guaranteed minimum interest rate or the non-guaranteed or current interest rate, whichever is higher. Variable. Securities license, FINRA, NASD, SEC, no guarantees of a return, funds kept in a separate account, hedge against inflation, underlying investment, bonds, stocks, or real estate, also called the sub-account. Term life, temporary protection, offers pure death protection. There is no cash value to a term policy. Annually renewable term is the purest form of term insurance. The premiums go up every year based on the insured's attained age. It does contain the least expensive first year premium of all of the term policies. Issue age policy premiums. Rates are based on the date the policy was first issued. They do not change throughout the term. The only thing that could cause your premiums to go up in an issue age policy would be an increase in benefits. Decreasing term, death benefit decreases, think credit life. Increasing term, the death benefit increases, think return of premium rider. The words increasing, decreasing, and level in a term policy have nothing to do with the premium, only the face amount of the policy. Assignment means transfer of ownership in a policy. Could be a absolute assignment, transfers all rights of ownership, or a collateral assignment, transfers partial rights of ownership. Settlement options. How's a death benefit going to get settled? Could be a lump sum payment that would be tax-free to the insured, to the beneficiary. Interest only. Death benefit stays at the insurer, and they just pay out the interest it's earning. This is a temporary option. Interest only is the only one that preserves the principal. Fixed period installments. The beneficiary would choose the period for the payout, which means the insurer would choose the amount of each payment. Fixed amount installments. Beneficiary chooses the amount for each payment, which means that the insurer chooses the time period for the payout. Under both fixed period and fixed amount, the total amount of principal and interest will get paid out one way or another, whether the beneficiary is alive or not. If they're not alive, it would go to their beneficiary. Life income. It's an income that cannot be outlived. However, if you die too soon, the insurer keeps the remainder. It could be for a single life. It could be for a joint life. That would be payments for two people, and they would stop after the first person dies. It could be a joint and survivor option, payments for two people. They wouldn't stop till after the last one dies. Beneficiary could choose a life with period certain. That would be a life income for the beneficiary, but they would set up a period certain for their beneficiary so that if they die during that period certain, say it was 20 years, then their beneficiary would get the remainder of the 20 years. Non-forfeiture options. Cash surrender value. You surrender your policy and they send you a check for the cash value that you'd have. Extended term. Get you term insurance with the same face amount. It provides the highest amount of protection. Reduced paid up insurance. It's still permanent insurance that you're getting. It will have a lower or reduced face amount from what you had before. It provides the longest period of protection. Dividend options, cash payment, reduction of premium payments reduces next year's annual premium by the amount of the dividend, Accumulation at interest. Dividend stays at the insurer and accumulates interest. Dividend is never taxable. Interest is always taxable. 1 year term dividend option. Purchase term insurance, but it's only there for 1 year, then it goes away. Paid up additions using the dividend to purchase additional permanent insurance to increase your overall policy death benefit. Annuities. Annuities, think 401k, something that's used for retirement. Annuities are not life insurance. They are for the liquidation of an estate, and they do not have a death benefit. The way an annuity is funded is either level, flexible, or single. When an annuity pays out is either immediate or deferred. Immediate means that the payout begins within the first year of purchase. Deferred means the payout begins sometime after the first year of purchase. Annuities do have surrender charges to them. A surrender charge is just an early withdrawal penalty. Modified endowment contract, or MEC. 7-pay test. 7-pay whole life contract. LIFO stands for last in, first out. That's at surrender or withdrawals. IRS 10% penalty, 59.5. Cash value continues to grow tax deferred. IRAs. IRAs have a low contribution limit to them. SEP, self-employed pension. SEP has a high limit. It is a type of qualified retirement plan suitable for small employers. 403B, employees of public school systems. Profit sharing plans. Contributions must be systematic and substantial. Rollover. You can do a direct rollover from one qualified plan to the other qualified plan, or from one plan trustee to the other plan trustee, and there is no penalty. However, if you take a direct distribution, there's 20% that will get withheld from that check they send you. Key person, buy-sell agreements. Premiums paid by the business and are not deductible as a business expense, because any benefit will be received tax-free by the business. Simple plans, savings incentive match plan for employees, available to small businesses that employ not more than 100 employees. Association group can buy group health insurance, but they group must have at least 100 employees. COBRA, employers with 20 or more employees. Maximum time period for coverage is 36 months. Employer collects the premium, can only charge an extra 2%. Small employer, 2 to 50 employees. Basic medical expense policies provide first dollar coverage, which means there is no deductible. They also have very low limits to them. Major medical policies have deductibles, coinsurance, stop loss, and provide blanket coverage. Fee-for-service organizations, those are your PPOs. Prepaid plans, those are your HMOs. Insureds are considered to be subscribers. HMOs operate within specific geographic areas. POS plans, point of service plans. Combination of an HMO and a PPO. HMO part, doctors are paid on a capitated basis. The member picks their primary care physician. The PPO part, the member can see any doctor in the network. They do not have to get a referral. HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. To convert to an individual plan, must have 18 months of continuous creditable coverage with no, and apply within 63 days. Pre-existing condition under HIPAA, any condition for which they've sought treatment within the previous 6 months could be considered pre-existing. Group plans can impose a 12-month waiting period or 18 months for late enrollees. However, this cannot be applied in the case of newborns, adopted children, or pregnancies existing on the effective date of coverage. The pre-existing limitation, the 12 months or 18 months, can be lessened by the months of creditable coverage the employee brings with them. If they have at least 18 months of creditable coverage and there is no gap greater than 63 days in that coverage, the pre-existing limitation can go away. Flexible Spending Account, FSA, form of a cafeteria plan. There is a health care account and a dependent care account. The funds in a flex spending account do not carry over to the next year. It is use it or lose it on your flex spending account funds. Elimination period in a disability policy begins from the onset of a disability that has to be satisfied before benefits begin. Probationary period in a disability policy is the period of time from when a policy is first issued before an illness would be covered. Fully insured. You've earned your 40 quarters of coverage equivalent to 10 years of work. Partially insured. You've earned 6 out of the last 13 before you become eligible for any type of Social Security benefits. Social Security disability, very hard to qualify for. You must have a disability expected to last 12 months or end in your death. If you do qualify, there's a 5-month elimination period before your benefits do begin. You must be fully insured to get Social Security disability. It means you must have your 40 quarters of coverage. It's also age-based. Ages 23 and under, 6 credits. Ages 24 to 31, 12 credits. Social Security blackout period, the period of time from when the youngest child in the home reaches age 16 until the spouse would reach age 60, is called the Social Security blackout period. This is a period of time that Social Security survivor benefits would not be paid to a surviving spouse. Medicare. Part A is your hospitalization. Part A, the first 90 days are covered per benefit period. Under Part A also is skilled nursing care. Skilled nursing, the first 100 days are covered per benefit period. The first 20 days of skilled nursing. Skilled nursing care is also covered under Part A. The first 100 days of skilled nursing care are covered per benefit period. The first 20 of those days are covered 100% by Medicare. And a senior must have been hospitalized at least 3 days before entering a Medicare-approved facility. Part A is premium-free when a senior turns 65 as long as they are fully insured. Part B is the medical insurance. Part B is optional. There is a premium to Part B. There is a deductible and then a 20% coinsurance with no stop loss under Part B. Part C is Medicare Advantage. To get Medicare Advantage, a senior must be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B. Medicare Advantage is provided by HMOs and PPOs. And the advantage of Medicare Advantage is almost any medical problem is covered for a set fee. No claim forms are required. And it may pay for prescriptions, eye exams, hearing, and dental, which are not covered under Medicare or Medicare supplements. Part D is prescription drug coverage. To get Part D, senior at least must be enrolled in Part A. The senior, once they reach a benefit limit, is going to enter what's called the donut hole for Part D. Medicare supplements. Plan A contains the core or basic benefits. Those basic benefits must be found in all of the other plans. The only thing that is not found in Plan A is the deductible for Part A of Medicare. To get a supplement, senior at least must be enrolled in Part A of Medicare. However, for that supplement to be a guaranteed issue, they must be enrolled in both A and B of Medicare, and that opens up a 6-month open enrollment window. Taxation of health insurance. Were the premiums taxed? Is your question asking about the benefits or the premiums, and you need to answer accordingly? Non-contributory. The employee doesn't contribute to paying any of the premium. The employer pays it all. So if it is a group disability plan and the employer pays all the premium, any benefit received by the employee would be taxable. Is it fully contributory, where the employee pays all of the premium? Then any benefit received would be tax-free. Or is it partially contributory, where they pay some and the employee pays some? Any benefit attributable to the employer's premium would be taxable to the employee. Any portion of the benefit attributable to the employee's premium would be tax-free. Usual, reasonable, and customary. These are based on specific geographic areas. Fair Credit Reporting Act, 2500. Violating the Texas Insurance Code, 25,000. 5 years for an agent on their application. State wants to know their place of business or residence for the last 5 years. If you want to be the commissioner of insurance, you have to have at least 5 years' experience running a business, a CPA, or a lawyer. If an agent's license gets revoked, they cannot reapply for 5 years. 10-day free look period, 30 or 31-day free look period for Medicare supplement and long-term care policies. 31-day grace period for group life insurance policies. 7, 10, 31 grace period for your health policies. Weekly, 7 days. Monthly, 10 days. All other modes, 31. 31 days to notify the insurer about the birth of a newborn child. 2 months, death claims must be paid within 2 months. 2 years, period of incontestability for life. Also 2 years, if you want to bring legal action against a life insurer. 60 days, no later than 3 years, if you want to bring legal action against a health insurer. Guaranteed renewable Medicare supplements, long-term care policies. Because the insurer, they must guarantee to renew these policies up to a certain age. However, it does give them the right to raise the rates, but on a class basis only. Non-cancelable policy. Insurer cannot cancel, and they cannot raise the rates. Conditionally renewable policy. Has to be for conditions written in the contract why they might not renew it. Optionally renewable policy, it's at the option of the insurer for any reason, However, it's only on the policy anniversary date that they could do that. Cancelable, the insurer can cancel for any reason and also at any time during the year. However, any claims in progress must be honored and any unearned premiums must be returned to the insured. Period of time policy or term policy, only good for a period of time. It is not renewable. Think travel accident policy. That's it for your cheat sheet. Now go in, relax, have fun, take your test. Don't think, just know, pick it and go and come out with a passing grade. Good luck.